I assume Congress would do it. But it never occurred to me that the president would take the initiative, which politically is very smart of him. Our audience, the people we broadcast to and for, the members of the federal family, very unpopular move.
Yeah.
But most people do not work for the federal government,
right.
Do not live in Metro Washington or in a big federal center. And my guess is that the average American, this is playing very well out in the real beyond the beltway.
And even I was seeing in CNBC has a poll out today showing that, you know, people saying cut federal pay, those kinds of things.
Yeah.
And the nervousness is this is really the first time in a long time that this has this kind of thing. I mean, we talked about the Reagan administration, but you pointed out it was 3 years, nothing, 3%, nothing, 3%.
Right.
Which you average that out, that's 1.5%.
That's right, yeah.
This is the first time that I remember 2 years with no pay raise.
That's right.
That's pretty significant.
It is, and it kind of locks Congress in. Now, you know, if the economy turned around completely, and they were looking for extra votes, they could in 2011 say, you know what, things have done well, feds have sacrificed, maybe we'll give them a raise in 2012, but that may not happen.
Yeah.
And this is as they used to say, this is not a drill. You know?
Yeah, and it makes, I think, people very nervous about furloughs and all the other, your mind starts racing about the world of possibilities.
Once the unthinkable has been said out loud by a person you wouldn't expect,
right.
Anything goes.
We always talk about, you know, it's a great time, so you're not going to have this money probably for next year. What a perfect time to actually go and look at. Guess what? It's open season.
Absolutely.
And you can save, maybe you can save that money. It's a little bit putting a, you know, gift horse.
You know, if it pushes people to shop, you and I have talked about this before, the vast majority of federal workers do nothing.
We
all do best. Even more retirees do nothing. They stay in the same plan year after year, whether they like it or not. And they weren't blindsided by this because the president made the announcement on Monday,
right.
And they still have 2 weeks to go. So you can shop thinking, I'm not going to get the raise I anticipated next year, so I really better shop around. And there are easily, Walton Francis, Washington Consumer Checkbook guy, says that you can easily save $1,500 to $2,000 in premiums and out-of-pocket costs if you shop for the right plan. So if this makes people shop for the right plan, not only to save money or to offset the income they're not going to, the extra income they're not going to get, it's almost worth it. And we had did a radio show with a lady who's an expert in the federal health insurance.
Yeah, great panel this morning.
She was good, yeah. And she said that she'd done the math. I trust everybody's math but mine. But she said if you make 50,000.
Anybody in the newsroom, frankly.
Yeah.
But they're all better writers than they are.
If you make $50,000 a year, the raise that they are not going to get, they were anticipating won't get, amounts to $58 a month. So how bad is that?
Right.
The bad thing is the cumulative part of it, the effect it has on your high three, which is nothing. You know, your high three remains constant.
Yeah.
And I have had emails from, not to exaggerate, half a dozen people who said, I'm not going to retire. I was going to retire. I'm not going to retire. I'm going to keep working. One lady said they're going to have to carry her out of the office.
I'm going to be there until
I'm going to be there until I, you know,
the building's not there anymore.
I go room temperature,
right,
you know.
Exactly.
And several people have said, if I stick around, that's going to clog the promotion pipeline for the younger people.
And there's, I think, a certain degree of concern out there that either people will stick around forever, or people will say, oh, hold on, I'm going to retire because this is my, for the next couple years, this is my top earning amount.
My guess is that federal workers tend to be pretty conservative in a lot of areas. And when the economy goes south, it's never failed that they hang on to their jobs. The retirement rates drop, the quit rates drop. And in this case, that could happen again.
We talked to Tom Trabuco yesterday, and one of the questions I asked him was, I hear a lot of people saying, okay, I'm not getting this money, so I'm going to stop contributing to my TSP. Those are really silly decisions to make.
Yeah, take off your shoe before you shoot yourself in the
right,
foot.
Exactly.
Yeah, the one thing that, the one area that it might have some effect, and you never know because, you know, we're in a woe is me business.
Right.
Is it might have some effect in recruiting, not just in general across the board.
Right.
But in recruiting these super people, you know, one of a kinders that they need, at NASA and at, defense and at other places, you know, like nobody else will do. And if you find the perfect match in the private sector and you say, come on in, government's a good deal, you'll be doing good work and all that sort of thing. But by the way, you can't, there's no chance for a pay raise for 2 years.
Yeah.
That might be a disincentive.
One of the things that might come out of this, perhaps maybe, is maybe we can relook at pay for performance and try it. If you're not getting a pay raise, hold on, let's take the best of the best and offer them and figure out a plan that could actually work. Who knows what could come out of this?
I got a phone call yesterday from a worker with the Rock Island Arsenal in Illinois.
Yeah.
And she said that she had been in the national security personnel system.
Oh, sure.
And that her pay was 30% higher than it would have been under the normal GS system. Mm. And she's sorry to see it go.